From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 4th. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Screen Rant, Elden Ring, Raging Wolf officially releases next month. Elden Ring is still going strong even as time passes, and its dedicated fanbase keeps coming back to it. The game's solid foundation and vast world are major draws, making it a game that people return to again and again. There's a lot to look forward to, including a feature film that's in the works. In the meantime, fans have other things to keep them occupied, like Elden Ring Nightreign. This, combined with the upcoming Tarnished Edition, should provide plenty of new content for players to enjoy. The Tarnished Edition has been a long time coming, with several delays pushing back its release. Despite the wait, the Tarnished Edition is finally set to launch next month. This should be welcome news for fans who have been eagerly anticipating its release. With the game's continued popularity and new content on the horizon, it's clear that Elden Ring is still a major player in the gaming world. The combination of new and upcoming releases, including the feature film and the Tarnished Edition, should help keep Elden Ring top of mind for fans and newcomers alike. Whether you're a longtime player or just discovering the game, there's never been a better time to get involved. The release of the Tarnished Edition next month is a significant milestone for the game, and it will be interesting to see how fans respond to the new content. With its dedicated fanbase and continued support from the developers, Elden Ring is likely to remain a beloved game for a long time to come. Next. Second, from Sky Sports. UFC fighter Nascimento dies aged 34. Alan Nascimento, UFC fighter, dies aged 34 after suffering apparent heart attack in his sleep. Alan Nascimento, the Brazilian flyweight, was found unresponsive on Monday. UFC pays tribute to our beloved fighter and exemplary flyweight. Tuesday, 4th August, 2026, 7-0. UK mixed martial arts fighter Alan Nascimento has died at the age of 34, the UFC has announced. The Brazilian flyweight was found unresponsive on Monday after suffering an apparent heart attack in his sleep. A UFC statement said, "This morning, Monday, August 3rd, our beloved fighter and exemplary flyweight Alan Nascimento was found up next." Third, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guess Premier League star No 15. Who am I? Guess Premier League star No 15. Published. Welcome to our Who Am I? Game. The rules are simple. Each day there's a new footballer and the challenge is to guess who they are in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. And then, fourth, from the Hindu Top, Udyanidhi Stalin arrested in connection with complaint of making misogynist remarks. Tamil Nadu. Leader of the opposition and DMK youth wing leader Udyanidhi Stalin was on Tuesday, August 4th, 2026, arrested by police following a complaint registered by a ruling TVK functionary accusing him of making misogynist remarks at a public meeting in Thanjavur a day earlier. The complaints against him include allegations that he made indecent, double entendre remarks seeming directed at an actor during his speech. Next, fifth from Channel News Asia. Warrant of arrest issued for Lim Teen after he fails to surrender to begin jail term. Warrant of arrest issued for Lim Teen after he fails to surrender to begin jail term. Lim Teen's lawyer told CNA that the Lim was uncontactable and that this was very unlike him. Singapore. An arrest warrant has been issued for lawyer Lim Teen after he failed to report for the start of his jail term. The 61-year-old Singaporean was supposed to surrender on Monday, Augj 3, to serve a jail term of 3 months and 1 week for practicing law without a valid certificate. Mr. Ravi Shankar, Lim's lawyer, confirmed with CNA on Tuesday that Lim was supposed to surrender in the state courts by noon the up next. Sixth, from Bloomberg Markets, Lufthansa warns of profit risk as jet fuel surge roils industry. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 7F006DHE8FC9 11F1A527 35C92 31C395. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now and then. 7th from The Guardian, UK, Tuesday briefing. Inside the Right's heated climate denial debate. In today's newsletter, a small chorus of right-leaning critics are trying to convince politicians that climate action is deeply unpopular, downplaying its seriousness in the process. Good morning. Half of England and all of Wales are officially in drought. Wildfires have burned through parts of the Cairngorms, Suffolk, and the Isle of Wight, and reservoirs are running low. Farmers have warned that there could soon be food shortages, and the Royal Horticultural Society is considering moving its hydrangeas to cope with the heat. Next, 8th from Bloomberg Top, Beijing said to be worried about Anthropic's Mythos model. The China Show, 8/4/2026. Bloomberg. The China Show is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy. From politics and policy to tech and trends, Yvonne Mann and David Ingalls give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Up next, 9th from RFI English, push for indictment as Lebanon marks 6 years since Beirut port blast. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun is urging the judiciary to issue a long-awaited indictment over the 2020 Beirut port blast, as the country marks 6 years since the catastrophe which killed over 200 people. And then, 10th, from Crypto Briefing. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang forecasts $7.9 trillion semiconductor industry to support AI growth. Hey, I got a minute to catch you up on this. NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang thinks the semiconductor industry is going to hit $7.9 trillion by the end of the decade. That's a huge number, and it's largely driven by the growth of AI. We're talking self-driving cars, smart homes, and all that other futuristic stuff. It's no secret AI is going to be a massive player in shaping the way we live and work, and this industry growth is a big part of that. Now, I know what you're thinking. What does this have to do with crypto? Well, the thing is, a lot of the AI applications we're talking about are going to need some serious computational power, and that's where GPUs come in. NVIDIA's the big player in that space, and their tech is going to be crucial for a lot of these AI projects. So, while this isn't directly crypto-related, it's definitely worth keeping an eye on, especially if you're interested in the tech side of things. The implications for the industry are huge. We're talking trillions of dollars in investment, new jobs, and entire new markets opening up. And it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the way it's going to change the way we live and work. I mean, we're already seeing it with things like smart cities and autonomous vehicles. It's a big deal, and it's only going to get bigger. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.